ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ओम शांति शांति शांति। ओके, लेट अस रीड द मंत्रस फर्स्ट। कृष्ण यजुर्वेदी वेदे काटकोपनिषदि काटक संहितायां काटकोपनिषदि प्रथमोऽध्यायः प्रथमावल्ली। उषह्नवैवाजश्रवसः सर्ववेदसन्ददौ तस्य ह नचिकेतानाम पुत्र आस तगुंहकुमारगम् सन्तम् दक्षिणासु नीयमानासु श्रद्धाविवेश। सोमन्यत पीतोदका जग्धत्रिणा दुग्धदोहा निरीन्द्रियाः अनन्दानाम ते लोकास्तान् स गच्छति ताददत्। सहोवाच पितरम् तत कस्मै माम् दास्यतीति द्वितीयम् तृतीयम्। तम् होवाच मृत्यवे त्वा ददामीति बहूनामेमि प्रथमो बहूनामेमि मध्यमः। किम् स्विद्यमस्य कर्तव्यम् यन्मयाद्य करिष्यति अनुपश्य यथा पूर्वे प्रतिपश्य तथा परे। सस्यमिव मर्त्यः पच्यते सस्यमिवाजायते पुनः। वैश्वानरः प्रविशति अतिथिर्ब्राह्मणो गृहान् तस्यैताम् शान्तिम् कुर्वन्ति हर वैवस्वतोदकम्। आशा प्रतीक्षे सङ्गतम् सूनृताञ्च इष्टापूर्ते पुत्रपशुंश्च सर्वान् एतद्वृङ्क्ते पुरुषस्याल्पमेधसो यस्यानश्चन्वसति ब्राह्मणो गृहे। तिस्रो रात्रिर्यदवात्सीर्गृहे मे अनश्चन् ब्रह्मन्नतिर्नमस्यः। नमस्तेऽस्तु ब्रह्मन् स्वस्ति मेऽस्तु तस्मात् प्रति त्रीन् वरान् वृणीष्व त्रीन् वरान् वृणीष्व। तिस्रो रात्रिर्यदवात्सीर्गृहे मे अनश्नन् ब्रह्मन्नतिर्नमस्यः। तिस्रो रात्रिर्यदवात्सीर्गृहे मे अनश्नन् ब्रह्मन् अतिथिर्नमस्यः। नमस्तेऽस्तु ब्रह्मन् स्वस्ति मेऽस्तु तस्मात् प्रति त्रीन् वरान् वृणीष्व। शान्तसङ्कल्पः सुमना यथा स्याद् वीतमन्युर्गौतमो माभिमृत्यो त्वत्प्रसृष्टम् माभिवदेत् प्रतीत एतत्त्रयाणाम् प्रथमम् वरम् वृणे। यथा पुरस्ताद्भविता प्रतीत औद्दालकिरारुणिर्मत्प्रसृष्टः सुखम् रात्रीशयिता वीतमन्युस्त्वाम् ददृशिवान् मृत्युमुखात् प्रमुक्तम्। यथा पुरस्ताद् भविता प्रतीत औद्दालकिरारुणिर्मत्प्रसृष्टः सुखम् रात्रीशयिता वीतमन्युस्त्वाम् ददृशिवान् मृत्युमुखात् प्रमुक्तम्। स्वर्गे लोके न भयम् किञ्च नास्ति न तत्र त्वम् न जरया बिभेति। उभे तीर्त्वा अशनाया पिपासे शोकातिगो मोदते स्वर्गलोके। சத்வமக்னிம் ஸ்வர்க்யமத்யேஷி மிருத்யோ ப்ரப்ரோஹிதம் சத்ததானாய மஹ்யம் ஸ்வர்கலோகா அமிர்தத்வம் பஜந்த ஸ்வர்கலோகா அமிர்தத்வம் பஜந்த ஏதத்வித்தீயேன வ்ருணேவரேண சத்வமக்னிம் ஸ்வர்க்யமத்யேஷி மிருத்யோ சத்வமக்னிம் ஸ்வர்க்யமத்யேஷி மிருத்யோ ப்ரப்ரோஹிதம் சத்ததானாய மஹ்யம் ஸ்வர்கலோகா அமிர்தத்வம் பஜந்த ஏதத்வித்தீயேன வ்ருணேவரேண ப்ரதே ப்ரவீமி ததுமே நிபோத ஸ்வர்க்யமக்னிம் நசிகேதஃ ப்ரஜானன் அனந்தலோகாப்திமதோ ப்ரதிஷ்டாம் வித்தி த்வமேதம் நிஹிதம் குஹாயாம் ப்ரதே ப்ரவீமி ததுமே நிபோத ஸ்வர்க்யமக்னிம் நசிகேதஃ ப்ரஜானன் அனந்தலோகாப்திமதோ ப்ரதிஷ்டாம் வித்தி த்வமேதம் நிஹிதம் குஹாயாம் லோகாதிமக்னிம் தமுவாச்ச தஸ்மை யா இஷ்டகா யாவதீர்வா யதாவா சசாபி தத் ப்ரத்யவதத் யதோக்தம் அதாஸ்ய மிருத்யுஃ புனரேவாஹ துஷ்டஹ லோகாதிமக்னிம் தமுவாச்ச தஸ்மை யா இஷ்டகா யாவதீர்வா யதாவா சசாபி தத் ப்ரத்யவதத் ப்ரத்யவதத் யதோக்தம் அதாஸ்ய மிருத்யுஃ புனரேவாஹ துஷ்டஹ லோகாதிமக்னிம் தமுவாச்ச தஸ்மை யா இஷ்டகா யாவதீர்வா யதாவா சசாபி தத் ப்ரத்யவதத் யதோக்தம் ப்ரத்யவதத் யதோக்தம் அதாஸ்ய மிருத்யுஃ புனரேவாஹ புனரேவாஹ துஷ்டஹ தமப்ரவீத் ப்ரியமாணோ மகாத்மா வரம் தவேஹாத்ய ததாமி போயஹ வரம் தவே தவேஹாத்ய ததாமி போயஹ தவைவ நாம்னா பவிதாயம் அக்னி ஸ்ருங்காம் சேமாமநேக ரூபாம் கிருஹாண தமப்ரவீத் ப்ரியமாணோ மகாத்மா வரம் தவேஹாத்ய ததாமி போயஹ தவைவ நாம்னா பவிதாயம் அக்னி ஸ்ருங்காம் சேமாமநேக ரூபாம் கிருஹாண எஸ் சோ நச்சிகேதஸ் நச்சிகேதாஹ வாஸ் வெயிட்டிங் தேர் அட் லார்ட் யமாஸ் பிளேஸ் லார்ட் யமா ரிட்டர்ன்ட் அண்ட் ஹி ஆஃபர்ட் த்ரீ போன்ஸ் ஹி ரிக்வஸ்டட் நச்சிகேதஸ் டு சூஸ் டு ஆஸ்க் ஃபார் த்ரீ போன்ஸ் In order to compensate for his stay in his house without eating as his guest, Atithi. He did not want to have that pratyavaya papam, the sin a person earns as a result of omitting what should be done. So in order to get rid of the pratyavaya papam, Lord Yama offered three boons. And as a first boon, Nachiketas asked for his father's peaceful mind, maintaining. So his father must be free from anger, free from anxiety, and he must be able to recognize him when he will be sent back. And he must talk to him as he was, he used to talk to him before. See, first thing, for, as a first boon, he wanted, he prayed for his father's peaceful, anxiety-free mind. Then, as a second boon, he wanted Lord Yama to teach him a specific ritual by performing which a person can earn punyam to be eligible to go to Swargaloka. And even this boon also, he wanted Lord Yama to teach him for the sake of others, those who are interested in going to heaven. Actually speaking, Nachiketis himself was not at all interested in going to heaven. But still he requested Lord Yama to teach him the specific ritual. And he also made very clear that Nachiketis had tremendous Shraddha in the Shastram, Veda Shastram. Because anything from the Veda should not be taught to a person who does not have Shraddha. Unless I have total faith in the Vedic teaching, I should not be taught the Veda Shastram. In Vedanta Shastram also, when I say Veda Shastram, it implies entire teaching. Teaching should not be given to a person who does not have faith in the teaching. And so, Lord Nachiketas made very clear to Lord Yama that he was Shraddhadhanaha. He was a person of Shraddha. He deserved the teaching. So he did request Lord Yama to teach him the specific ritual. And he said, oh Lord Yama, you are a person of tremendous wisdom and knowledge. So you know, better you teach me. Swargyam agnim adheshi he mrityo shaddhadanaya mahyam tam prabruhi. Please do teach me that ritual. And he also said, that Swarga Lokaha, people, beings who reside in Swarga, enjoy relative immortality. They don't need to go through this, they don't need to go through this death. I mean, the Paradham does, gets exhausted very quickly in this world of mortals. Whereas, life span of life in Swarga is much, much, much longer. Therefore, inhabitants of heaven are said to be enjoying relative immortality. They are not free. They are not liberated. They are still bound. They are still subject to limitations. But still, span of life is much longer. Therefore, he says, Swargalokaha Amrutattvam Bhajante. And this is what Nachiketa asked as a second boon. Lord Yama, they teach him. Te prabravimi tadume nibodha swargyam agnim Nachiketa prajanan. And we saw Lord Yama himself glorified the heavenly life and heaven. And he did promise he would teach. And we saw Lord Yama did teach. How did he teach? The details are not given. Here Upanishad simply states, he asked for the knowledge of the performance of the spiritual, specific ritual. He himself, Lord Yama himself glorified that the ritual itself, when performed, would create punyam. That punyam would serve as means of attaining that anantaloka, otherwise known as the heaven. So he himself glorified and he did teach. Upanishad briefly states that Lord Yama taught Nachiketas that specific swargya agnihi, swargyam agnim he taught. And the details are not given. Oh, how many bricks must be placed? how they should be placed, how it should be performed, what mantra should be recited, which devata should be invoked, all in details, elaborately, he did teach. Upanishad just says he did teach Nachiketas. But the details of the ritual are not given in this Upanishad. And we also learn here, Nachiketas being very brilliant, he learned very well from as he was taught. And he chanted, he repeated the same ritual as he was taught. Sahacha api tat pratyavadat yathoktam. Exactly as taught, yatha uktam. Exactly as taught by Lord Yama, Nachiketas repeated the chanting of verse mantras and he performed. Then Mrityu, Lord Yama, became very happy, very pleased. Mrityuhu punaha eva tushtaha aha. Lord Yama was very pleased with his brilliance, intelligence, and he learned, he immediately repeated. Therefore, he gave him an extra special boon as part of the second boon. And we saw that. Why did he do Lord Yama? We saw in the 16th mantra. Tambravit, tamabravit. So what did Lord Yama do when he became pleased with Nachiketas, having seen him repeated? Having seen him, how Lord Nachiketas repeated exactly what he was taught. That is said in the 16th mantra. Tamabravit priyamano mahatma varam tavehadya dadami bhoyaha iha tava varam dadami bhoyaha varam dadami iha. Now bhoyaha again. Tava varam dadami. Tava means te varam dadami. I give you a boon again. Who said this? Tam abravit. Priyamanaha mahatma. So here Lord Yama, who was Lord Yama of magnanimous mind, generous mind. So generous minded, magnanimous minded, the great-minded Lord Yama, who was very pleased with Nachiketas, said to him, Priyamanaha Mahatma Tam Abravit. Braviti says, Abravit said. So Lord Yama said to Nachiketas, what did he say? Bhuyaha Tava Varam Dadami Iha Adya. Adya, today, Iha, now itself, Aham tava varam dadami. I give you a boon. What is the boon? It's a special boon. It is apart from the third boon. Apart from giving him a second boon in terms of teaching the Swargya Agnihi, the ritual which enable a person earn punyam to go to heaven, apart from that, he gave him extra special boon. He said, Tavayeva namna agnihi bhavita. I am agnihi. This specific ritual performed to earn punyam to be able to go to Sargaloka will be with your name hereafter. Tavayeva namna Ayam Agnihi Bhavita. And not only that, he also gave him what? Cha Imam Aneka Rupam Srinkam Grihana. Please do accept this. And also, please do accept this necklace studded with precious, multifarious precious gems. Aneka Rupam Srinkam Grihana. Srinka. Srinka means the chain or necklace. And an ordinary necklace, Aneka Rupa. A necklace of multifarious form. A various form means what? A necklace studded with various colorful gems. Okay, may you accept this necklace also. Okay, this much you have seen. We have to go to today's class. Trinachiketas tribhiretya sandhim. Trinachiketas tribhiretya sandhim. Trikarma krit tarati janma mrityum. Trinachiketas tribhiretya sandhim. Trikarma krit tarati janma mrityum. Brahma jagnyam deva medyam viditva. Trinachiketas tribhiretya sandhim. Trinachiketas tribhiretya sandhim. Trikarma krit tarati janma mrityu. Trikarma krit. Trikarma krit tarati janma mrityu. Brahma jagnyam deva medyam viditva. Brahma jagnyam deva medyam viditva. Nichayamam shantim atyantameti. Nichayamam shantim atyantameti. Trinachiketas tribhiretya sandhim. Trinachiketas, that na, cerebral. Trinachiketas tribhiretya sandhim. Trikarma krit tarati janma mrityu. Brahma jagyan deva medhyam viditva. Brahma jagnyan deva medyam viditva. Nichayamam shantim atyantameti. Trinachiketas tribhiretya sandhim. Trinachiketas tribhiretya sandhim. Trikarma krit tarati janma mrityu. Trikarma krit tarati janma mrityu. Brahma jagnyan deva medyam viditva. Brahma jagnyan deva medyam viditva. Nichayamam shantim atyantameti. Nichayamam shantim atyantameti. 18th mantra. Trinachiketas trayametad viditvam. Trinachiketas trayametad viditvam. Trayametad viditvam. Yayevam vidvams chinute. Yayevam vidvams chinute nachiketam. Yayevam vidvams chinute nachiketam. Samrityupashan puratav pranodya. Samrityupashan puratav pranodya. Shokatigo modate swargaloke. Shokatigo modate swargaloke. Trinachiketas trayametad viditva. Yayevam vidvams chinute nachiketam. Samrityupashan ಪುರತಃ ಪ್ರಣೋದ್ಯ ಶೋಕಾತಿಗೋ ಮೋದತೆ ಸ್ವರ್ಗಲೋಕೆ. ಓಕೆ, ಟು ಸೀ ದ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದೀಸ್ ಮಂತ್ರಾಸ್ ಟುಗೆದರ್. ಸೊ ನೌ ಇನ್ ದಿ 17th ಅಂಡ್ 18th ಮಂತ್ರಾಸ್, the benefit of performing that Nachiketa Agnihi is discussed. And before that, Trinachiketaha, I'm breaking it mantra now, Trinachiketaha Tribihi Etya Sandhim Trikarmakrit Tarati Janma Mrityu ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಜ್ಞಂ ದೇವಂ ಈಡ್ಯಂ ವಿದಿತ್ವಾ ನಿಚಾಯ ಇಮಾಂ ಶಾಂತಿಂ ಅತ್ಯಂತಂ ಏತಿ. ಸೊ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಕಾಂಟ್ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಸಪ್ಲೈ ಆಲ್ ಇನ್ಫಾರ್ಮೇಶನ್ ಹಿಯರ್. ದಿಸ್ ಮಂತ್ರ ಸ್ಪೆಸಿಫಿಕಲಿ ಡಿಸ್ಕಸಸ್ ದಿ ಬೆನಿಫಿಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಪರ್ಫಾರ್ಮಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ಸ್ಪೆಸಿಫಿಕ್ ರಿಚುವಲ್ which was now, which is now known as Nachiketa Agnihi. We all know very well, if a person performs the ritual, he will be properly as taught and he'll be able to earn punyam, and as a result of that punyam he'll be able to go to Swargaloka. He can enjoy the heavenly life. That is the general benefit we already know, but here Upanishad itself discusses the benefit. What will be the benefit? But meantime, we also have to remember, Lord Yama gave Nachiketas a necklace of various forms, means a necklace studded with precious colorful gems, which is said to be Aneka Rupa Srinka. What did Nachiketas do with that? Nachiketas was not at all interested in enjoying that. If any other child was in the place of Nachiketas, he would be excited seeing something colorful, the necklace. He might have worn it and he might have played with it. But Nachiketas was not very much interested. He just returned that necklace. Why did Nachiketas return the necklace? Nachiketas is not a child who was interested in the toys. Nachiketas was aspiring for the best. Nachiketas in the heart of the heart was aspiring for the most exalted, was aspiring for the best, aspiring for the highest. He was not interested in simple ordinary things. To make it very simple, Nachiketas was not interested in anything time-bound. He was interested only in the timeless. But that he doesn't express now. But he just returned that gift given by Lord Yama. Then what happened? He returned it, that's all. Then Upanishad says in his mantra, if a person performs this ritual, and not only performs ritual, Trinachiketa, a person performs this Nachiketa Agnihi, and if he also viditva, means what? If he also practices meditation, upasanam. And what is upasanam? Of course, upasanam here is the devata invoked in his ritual is Virat Devata. And the devata who should meditate upon also is Virat Devata. So if a person performs the ritual and also practices simultaneously a Virat Upasanam as taught in the Shastram, then that ritual is what? Actually, Jnana Karma Samuchayaha. Jnana Karma Samuchayaha in this context means it is not combining karma with jnana, it is combination or combining the performance of ritual with meditation, combining the ritual with meditation. Then the result will be different. So Upanishad states, a person has to perform this ritual, and if he practices also this Virat Upasanam, there is also Hiranyagarbha Upasana, so many Upasanas are there, but specifically here Virat Upasanam is recommended. The person practices the Upasanam, then in order to be successful in performing this ritual and in his practice of meditation, a person also must strictly follow many conditions. So following those instructions, following those conditions, and if the ritual is performed, Upasana is also practiced, then definitely a person can enjoy the benefit. Which means, definitely a person must be highly ethical. Whoever wants to enjoy the benefit of any ritual performed, and whoever wants to enjoy the benefit of any puja performed, worship performed, and whoever wants to enjoy, first of all, whoever wants to be able to meditate, enjoy the benefit of meditation, a person must be, a religious person must be equally ethical. Without being ethical, if a person is simply religious, then he cannot enjoy the benefit of being religious. Benefit of enjoy the benefit of performing the rituals or practice of meditation, etc. First of all, the unethical person will not be able to meditate at all. Unethical person will be highly disturbed minded. He won't be adequately peaceful. He won't have meditative mental disposition. He will not be able to meditate at all, first of all. Even if he trains his mind to be able to meditate also, even if he performs ritual also, then he is religious. But without being ethical, as an unethical person, if a person is religious, he will not be able to enjoy the benefits. So that is, Upanishad actually makes it very clear. We'll see that. You mean the person must be strictly ethical. He must be very firm in his character. Firm means must be clean, person of clean habits. Only then a person enjoys complete full benefits. So, how efficacious the result is? How efficacious will the result be in keeping with the person's clean habits, clean lifestyle, strong ethics? The effect also will be. Therefore, always dharma anushthanam, living a life of universal values, is compulsory not only for mental preparation required for the attainment of the jnana, even for the enjoyment of the benefits of the rituals performed, meditation practiced, one must strictly follow universal values, the dharma. So dharma anushthanam is highly emphasized. Okay. So the word jnanam means knowledge in some contexts. The word jnanam or vidya also mean upasanam, meditation. So if I say jnana karma samuchayaha, combination or combining the performance of ritual with practice of meditation. And such a person who is given to that practice of meditation and performance of ritual should be strictly following dharma, whereby he must be already a refined mentally refined person, and he must become more refined also by following dharma. Therefore, here Upanishad states, we are going to see the meanings later on very clearly. A person can become a complete person only if a person strictly follows the discipline that he must. If a person goes through, if maintains three clean relationships in life, a person must maintain three ideal relationships in life. That is, the person's lifestyle must be such that the relationship he has in life must contribute for his mental refinement, mental well-being. So, what is that relationship? What are those three relationships which contribute for a person's emotional well-being, emotional wellness, health? Firstly, a person should have a very good relationship with one's own mother. See, people talk there are many psychiatrists, psychologists, they talk about it. It's very important for any offspring, any person, to maintain very good relationship with one's own mother. Because this good relationship with the mother alone, first thing, contributes for a child's emotional wellness. That is why in India, from the time the baby is conceived mother's womb and we start doing all pujas, from the time, the day one, when they come to know that girl is pregnant, as soon as the pregnancy is confirmed, then immediately there's a ritual performed called Garbhadhanam. Then there's a Pumsavan, the prenatal samskaras. Prenatal samskaras are performed. The rituals are performed specifically for the mental refinement of the child. And then that also contributes for mother's wellness. Because the puja, always the prayers are done, pujas are performed for mental refinement of the child. So the mother also, that the child will have proper relationship with the mother, relationship in the sense, the emotional connection. That's why mother is called Mata in Sanskrit. Mati iti Mata. She, the one who measures the child's mind and one's own child through thick and thin, one who understands the emotional needs of a child. is Mata, Mati iti Mata. Mother, Mata means she who is capable of measuring accurately the child's emotional needs. Is the beautiful meaning of the word Mata, Mother. Mati iti Mata. Okay? And, of course, the one who is shown by the mother is also a father. And therefore, it's very important for any child to have proper relationship with one's own father also. And thirdly, the child must have appropriate emotional connection with the teacher. One's own teacher, Acharyaha. So Mata, Pita, Guruhu. The relationship with the mother, the father, and the teacher play a significant role in a child's emotional wellness. And when the child actually in the tradition, all the child is taken to the Gurukulam and he is left there to stay with the Guru. And the child actually, the Guru becomes father and mother also. And he lives there as a resident student in the Gurukulam, not with the mother and father then. Therefore, being around the teacher, living in the same Gurukulam, and just observing the teacher who is like a role model. The student are supposed to learn everything. The relationships, how the teacher relates to other people, how the teacher is talking to other people, how he accommodates other people, how he even teaches, even unpleasant situations, how he handles. Everything the child learns, seeing the teacher's interaction with other students, other people around, the student learns. So, of course, the teacher will also, the teacher has all situations. How the teacher remains calm, at the same time responds, how he is not reactive, how he responds and how he acts in all pleasant, unpleasant situations. Everything the student observes. That's how the student learns from his own teacher, much more than what the teacher can learn from others also. The thing is, the teacher becomes a role model. Yadyad acharati sreshtaha tattadeva itaraha janaha. So whatever the highly exalted, the person whom you look up to as celebrity, for a disciple who lives in the Gurukulam, the teacher is the celebrity. So whatever the teacher follows, does, the student learns. The teacher, instead of saying orally anything, there's no oral teaching. Oral teaching is different. But the way of life, how a person should live his life, how he speaks, how one should talk, how one should behave, that the person learns just seeing the teacher being a role model here. Therefore, here Upanishad states, what does Upanishad state here? Now see the mantra. You have to, very important to see the mantra again. Tribihi sandhim etya. Tribihi trinachiketas tribhiretya sandhim. Don't think I'm simply going away somewhere. Okay? Because mantra presents the teaching in such a way that we have to connect. To take you to this particular word, I have to tell you the whole thing. Upanishad emphasizes maintaining the relationship with the three people. How the relationship with these three important, most significant people in one's life contribute for emotional well-being and wellness. So it states here, Tribhihi Sandhim Etya. Tribhiretya Sandhim. Tribhihi Sandhim Etya. Trinachiketastrayam etat vidhitva. First, Trinachiketastribhiretya Sandhim. Tribhihi Sandhim Etya. Etya means having attained, having got what? Sandhim. Sandhim etya means sambandham aptva, sambandham prapya. Sandhim etya is equal to sambandham prapya, sambandham aptva. Tribhihi means what? With three people. So having obtained, having got connection, relationship with three people. Tribhihi Sandhim Etya. Mean Tribhihi Sambandham Pravya. That is the mean. So having got the relationship, connection, association with three people. That way, what happens? One has to become emotionally well-shaped. A person has to become mentally well-shaped person. Therefore, what Upanishad states is, what do the parents do, mother and father do? Mother and father definitely give food, clothing, shelter. It is not enough if parents simply give us food, shelter and clothing. Of course, they contribute for, they maintain such a relationship with the child that the child becomes emotionally well-shaped mentally. Okay. Okay. Then, so with Tribhihi implies what? Matrasaha. Matrasaha. Pitrasaha. Then Acharyena Saha Sandhim Prapya. Sambandham Prapya. Tribhihi is equal to Matrasaha, Pitrasaha, Acharyena Saha Sambandham Prapya. So having the proper relationship with these three people, mother, father and teacher, the person becomes emotionally well-shaped. Okay, then, Trikarma Krita, Tribhihi Sandhim Yetya, Trikarma Krita. Okay. Trikarma Krita means Trikarma Krita. Trikarma, performer of three karmas. Krita means performer, doer. Krita means karta, doer, performer. Performer of what? Trikarma. Trini karmani karoti iti trikarma krut. Trini karmani karoti iti trikarma krut. A person becomes a performer of three rituals, three important things. A person becomes the performer of three basic karmas instructed in the Shastram, prescribed in the Shastram. Trikarma Krita. Now you know, tribihi sandhim, sambandham prapya, trikarma krithu. Okay. So what are the three karmas? We see here, three karmas. The first karma, the first basic action, the first basic action one must do choicelessly is praying to the Lord. Praying to the Lord, worshipping the Lord, worship Deva Yajnaha. So Deva Yajnaha, worshipping the Lord, praying to the Lord is the first and the foremost of the basic actions one must do. Okay, one of the first panchamaha yajnas is what? Deva yajnaha. And is there any choice? No. One must worship Bhagavan. We should not say any excuse. I had no time. I'm so busy. I went to bed late. I got up late. I had no time for puja. You don't need to elaborate puja for hours. But then one must have some time at least to just thank Bhagavan for all that one has been given. Here, so Deva Yajnaha is the first karma. It is worshipping Bhagavan, invoking the grace of Bhagavan, expressing one's gratitude to Bhagavan for all that one is blessed with. This is first karma. So in Vedic language, it's called Yajna. In otherwise simple language, it's called Puja. Deva Yajna. Then, a second important thing one must do is Brahma Yajna. So Brahma Yajna means what here? In fact, Brahma Yajna is studying the Shastram. Studying the Shastra. Somehow, one must have some time to listen to the unfoldment of the subject matter of the Shastra. Listening to the unfoldment of the subject matter of the Shastra is Brahma Yajna. So Brahma Yajna can be elaborately discussed differently also. But here basic Brahma Yajna is what? One must find some time or the other to study the Shastram, unfoldment of the Shastram. Listen to the Shastram. It is Shastra Adhyayanam. So first is Trikarma. Trikarma Krit means a person becomes a performer of three basic actions. First is a person performer of Deva Yajna. He is a worshipper of Bhagavan. The second thing, one must involve oneself in the study of the Shastram. Shastradhyayanam is the second important karma. See, here we must make it very clear. Most of the people think if we simply worship the Lord, pray to the Lord, we go to temples, recite shlokas and sing bhajans, it is enough. Of course, it's all very important. Going to temple is good. Worshipping Bhagavan is good. Of course, a must. Praying to the Lord is must. Reciting shlokas or chanting mantras or any, all invoking the grace of Bhagavan is all good. But definitely, one must have some time to listen to the subject matter of the Shastram. Unfoldment, subject matter of the Shastram. Somehow one must have time for studying the Shastram. Shastra Adhyayanam is very important. Okay. Then, third one. What is the third thing? Okay. Trikarma. So, Deva Yajna, Brahma Yajna, in terms of Shastra Adhyayanam, The third karma is trikarma. Third karma is dana karma. Act of giving. Act of sharing, distributing, giving is highly recommended, emphasized in the Sanatana Dharma. Okay. And the giving must be in keeping with one's consumption also. In keeping with one's possessions, in keeping with one's possessions, one must be able to give. How much should I give? The question may come. People ask, oh, dhanam is important. How much should I give? In keeping with how much you have. In keeping with what you own. You must be able to give. The richest person can give a lot. A poorest person can give something. In keeping with what a person has, one must be able to give. So, dana karma. Therefore, the karmani in the commentary said, ijya, adhyayanam, dhanam. Ijya, adhyayanam, dhyanam. Trini karmani. Ijya means puja, yajna, adhyayanam, study, a learning, dhanam, giving. These are the trini karmani. So trikarma krit means there's no choice. Choicelessly, a Vaidika should involve himself in these three basic actions. In act of worshipping Bhagavan, act of studying the Shastram, the act of giving. Three. Okay. So, one must fulfill these conditions that a person must have good relationship with these three people, and he must, of course, involve himself in these three basic karmas. That way, what happens? Only then a person is eligible, qualified to perform the ritual known as Nachiketa Agnihi. The Upanishad states the qualifications required for performing the Nachiketa Agnihi. A person who wants to perform Nachiketa Agnihi, otherwise be Swargyamha Agnihi, to earn punyam, to be eligible to go to heaven, to enjoy the heavenly life, a person must be a person of dharma. If a person is a person of dharma, definitely he must be emotionally stable, emotionally strong, for which the person must have good relationship with the Mata, Pita and Guru. Then not only that, he must do this basic three actions, the act of worshipping. He must act of learn studying the Shastram and act of sharing one's possessions or giving. Only then a person is eligible to perform the ritual, and only then the person can enjoy the benefit of this ritual known as Nachiketa Agnihi. Okay. Why do we talk about Nachiketa Agnihi now? Nachiketa Agnihi alone is discussed now because Lord Yama had taught Nachiketa Agnihi to Nachiketas. After teaching this particular ritual to Nachiketas, and this has been known as Nachiketa Agnihi. So here it is said, Tribhiretya sandhim, tri karma krit, tri nachiketaha. Tri nachiketaha means what? Vinachiketaha. The person who involves himself in performing this ritual three times. Three is number three in English. Three plus Nachiketa. Nachiketaha is name of the Agni. Three Nachiketaha becomes Trinachiketaha. See, the dental nakara becomes cerebral because of three. Nachiketa Agni Trinachiketaha means what? If a person performs this Nachiketa ritual, the person performs a ritual known as Nachiketa Agnihi three times in whole of his lifetime. Difficult to perform once, okay? Three times one must be able to perform this ritual. So Trikarmakrit he must be, and Tribihi Sandhim, he must have Tribihi Sambandham Praptavan. So Tribihi Sandhim Yetya, Trikarmakrit, Trinachiketaha. Got it now? This person who perform, if a person performs the ritual, specific ritual known as Nachiketa Agnihi, three times in his life, okay, then what happens? Performs. Will he be able to attain heaven? Will he be able to earn punyam to go to heaven? Upanishad says, Brahma Jagnyam Devam Idyam Viditva. Viditva literally means having known. As I told you already, the word vidya, jnanam also means upasanam. Viditva means having meditated upon, having practiced upasanam. Viditva means having meditated upon. So performing this ritual three times, if a person also meditates upon the Lord, Devam Idyam, Idyam Devam, Trinachiketaha, Trayam Etad Viditva. Before that, Brahma Jagnyam Devam Idyam Viditva. See, Devam Idyam Brahma Jagnyam Viditva. Okay, here, Brahma Jaha, please make a note, Virat Purushaha, is also known as Brahma Jaha. See, Brahmanaha Jataha Brahma Jaha. See, the one who becomes manifest through Brahma, Virat is born out of Brahma. Virat Purushaha is said to be Brahma Jaha, Brahmanaha Jataha, Brahma Jaha. The one who comes into manifest, one who becomes manifest from Brahma, Hiranyagarbha. Therefore, Virat is said to be Brahma Jaha, the one who is born out of Brahma. One who is born out of Brahma. The first subtle manifestation, only then gross manifestation. The gross manifestation is possible. The possibility of gross manifestation is dependent on the manifestation of subtle manifestation, subtle universe. First subtle has to become manifest, only then gross can become manifest. Therefore, the Bhagavan in the form of the entire gross universe is said to be the born out of the subtle manifestation, Bhagavan in the form of subtle universe. Please understand, Bhagavan in the form of gross universe is said to be born out of Bhagavan in the form of subtle universe. The gross comes into manifestation from the subtle only. Therefore, Virat is said to be Brahma Jaha. Is it clear? Brahmanaha Jayate, Brahmanaha Jataha iti Brahma Jaha. Okay. And having born out of Lord Brahma, he also has jnana. The knowledge also is from Virat. The Hiranyagarbha, he has got jnana also. Therefore, he also knows janati iti jnaha. Sarvam janati iti sarvajnaha. Brahmanaha jataha iti brahmajaha. So, brahmajajnaha means Viradeshwaraha. Bhagavan in the form of the total gross manifestation who becomes manifest from Brahma is also omniscient, all-knowing. Your Brahma Jagnyaha means omniscient, all-knowing Bhagavan in the form of the entire gross universe born out of Brahma is Brahma Jagnyaha. Is it clear? Is it clear? Brahma Jagnyaha? Okay. And so Viditva, having meditated upon Viradeshwaraha, the omniscient Bhagavan, who is in the form of the entire gross universe, who is born out of Brahma. That is the meaning. Not only that, Devaha. Devaha means what? One who is shining. One who is shining in the form of the whole. Devaha. One who is, okay. Brahma Jagnyaha Devaha. Then Idyaha. Idyaha means, Idyaha. One who deserves adoration is Idyaha. The one who is adorable is Idyaha. One can be adored. One who deserves adoration, one who is adorable is Idyaha. So, Idyaha, Brahma Jagnyaha, Devaha. Is it clear? So, now, Idyaha, Brahma Jagnyaha, Devaha. All these three words stand for Virat Devata, Virat Purushaha. So, who is Virat Purushaha? Bhagavan in the form of the entirety of the gross universe, who alone is shining in the totality of total gross manifestation, that Bhagavan is of all knowledge. Therefore, and who is actually born out of Brahma, and who is adorable, Idyaha. So, Viditva, having meditated upon or meditating upon the Virat Devata, who is born out of Hiranyagarbha and who is shining in the name of the whole gross universe, who is adorable. Okay? Meditated upon that Virat Devata. Brahmajagyam, Idyam, Devam, Brahmajagyam, Devam, Idyam, Viditva. Okay, then what happens? Nichaya. Viditva. First of all, Nichaya. Dwelling upon the Devata with focus attention, Nichaya. Dwelling upon that Virat Devata, Viditva, Nichaya mean the same. Okay. Person understands who Virat Devata is. One has to understand, how can you meditate upon Virat if you do not know what Virat Devata is? So, Viditva means having meditated upon. Viditva also implies what? Having meditated upon with proper understanding of who Virat Devata is. And having focused one's attention on Virat Devata, Nichaya. So a person who is meditating upon Virat Devata should know Bhagavan in the form of the entirety of the gross universe is Virat. And this Virat Devata, this gross universe becomes manifest only after the manifestation of subtle universe. And the subtle universe also is what Bhagavan alone is in the subtle universe. And that Bhagavan in the subtle universe is Hiranyagarbha. And from that Hiranyagarbha, Bhagavan in the subtle universe, the Virat Bhagavan of gross universe becomes manifest. Therefore, Bhagavan Virat Devata is said to be Brahma Jagnyaha. And he is also Jnaha. Itharum Janati is also omniscient, all knowing. And he is also highly adorable, Idyaha. And one understands who Virat Devata is. So with the proper understanding of Virat Devata, having waited and Virat Devata as Brahma Jagnyaha, as Idyaha, understood that Bhagavan, then made, having focused attention on that Virat Devata, I meditated upon that Virat Devata. Okay. What happens? The person definitely enjoys the benefit. What is the benefit? Eti attains. Attains what? Shantim. Attains the peace. Attains peace. What peace? Atyantam shantim eti. The person attains tremendous peace. Atyantam shantim. Actually, atyanta should be used only for moksha. Absolute peace. Again here, it is not absolute peace. The person, compared to the peace enjoyable in this Bhuloka, a peace enjoyed in Surgaloka is definitely more absolute. Therefore, the most absolute peace is possible. The most absolute peace is attainable only through jnanam. That is, which is mokshaha. And some peace we attain here in this world. Some peace. Sometimes no peace at all. But it's relatively a greater peace. Atyantam shantim eti. The person who goes to Brahmaloka and there he attains this much greater peace. Atyantam shantim eti. This is this whole mantra presents the benefit of performing Nachiketa Agnihi along with the practice of Virat Devata. But, and who is the person who can enjoy the benefit of performing the ritual? The person who fulfills certain conditions. What are those conditions? The person must have, the person who enjoys the proper relationship with these three people, thereby who becomes mentally well-shaped, Matrasaha, Pitrasaha, Acharyena Saha, Tribihi Sandhim Prapya. Having had this proper relationship throughout his life, not overnight relationship, okay? So many days the child spends time with the mother, the child spends time with the father, then after being taken to the Gurukulam after Upanayanam, the child spends time with the teacher, and while remaining with the teacher, the child learns a lot from the teacher. Through that relationship, the child becomes well-shaped. He becomes, and not only that, Trikarmakrita. As a result of having well-shaped minded, because of his proper relationship with his three people, the person definitely becomes the doer of these three basic things. He knows the significance of worship. Therefore, the person becomes a very intense worshipper of Bhagavan. He involves himself in Devayagya. Of course, he definitely is given to the discipline of studying the Shastram. At least regularly he has the practice of learning, study. And of course, he is it becomes very generous that he is capable of sharing, giving, distributing whatever he has. He becomes the person of the three basic acts. Yajna karma, adhyana karma, then also dana karma. As such a person, and this person is a clean, a person of dharma, and he performs, this person makes all possible efforts to perform three times Nachiketa Agnihi in the whole of his lifetime. And if he also, along with the performance of Nachiketa Agnihi three times in his life, he is also seriously given to the practice of Virat Upasanam. The Virat Devata, who is known as Brahma Jagyaha, who is said to be Idyaha, who is highly adorable, who is born out of Brahma, Idyaha, Brahma Jagyaha, Devaha. So, having understood properly this Virat Devata, and a person who meditates upon this Virat Devata, who combines his perform three times, the three Nachiketa Agni, with the practice of Virat Upasanam, that person, Atyantam Shanti Meti, he attains peace. What means? It is not Moksha Shanti. It is not Moksha Shanti. Definitely the person attains relatively much greater peace he attains in life. How does he attain? Definitely he will go to Brahmaloka. He will be eligible to go to Brahmaloka. He will go to Brahmaloka. There he will enjoy that much greater peace, which he cannot enjoy in this world. Such peace is enjoyed only in heaven, not in this world. Understand? Atyantam Shanti Meti. It's only Swargaloka Prashamsa. It's only glorification of heaven only. At least by way of presenting the benefit of performing this ritual along with the practice of Virat Upasanam. Mere performance of Nachiketa Agnihi will not enable a person go to heaven, enjoy this Atyanta Shanti. Mere practice of meditation also will not get him that Shanti. He has to combine this. He must perform three times Nachiketa Agnihi. That involves great effort. Then he must also be meditated upon meditated upon Virat Devata. Is it clear? Now you see the mantra now, whole mantra has become clear now. Trinachiketaha. Trinachiketaha means the person who performs three times Nachiketa Agnihi. Tribihi Sandhim Etya. Having had proper relationship with three important people in life, thereby having emotionally become strong, emotionally mature. The person, Trikarmakrita, as a performer of three basic actions, you know, Brahma Jagyam Devam Idyam Viditva Nicha Atyantam Shantim Mam Eti. One more thing. Janma Mrityu Tarati. Janma Mrityu Tarati. See, Janma Mrityu is dual form. Janma Cha Mrityuhu Cha. Janma cha mrityuhu cha janma mrityu tarati. Janma mrityu tarati means what? The person overcomes birth and death. Don't think the person, that's why he already, it was said, he attains immortality relatively. Janma mrityu tarati means going to heaven. How can a person avoid birth and death? As long as punyam is there, he can stay there. When the punyam gets exhausted, he has to come back to this world again. So how can we say he attains janma mrityu tarati? He crosses the ocean of samsara. He overcomes birth and death. Janma, birth. Mrityu, death. He overcomes birth and death means what? It is not absolute. Janma, mrityu, tarati, atyantam, shanti, meti. That you need to understand. Atyanta shanti praptihi. Atyanta shanti praptihi. Or janma mrityu taranam, overcoming birth and death, implies here the person attains relative immortality. So relative immortality means what? Apekshika mokshaha. It is not atyanta mokshaha. It is apekshika mokshaha. It is temporary freedom. The person attains temporary freedom. Relative immortality. Okay. Here, in order to encourage, emphasize, Upanishad also uses beautiful words such as atyanta shantihi, atyanta shanti praptihi, janma mrityu taranam. A person going to heaven, no, a person cannot attain absolute freedom. It's only relative freedom. Apekshika mokshaha means relative freedom. A person attains relative freedom. Apekshika mokshaha. Janma mrityu taranam. Overcoming birth and death in this context means attaining apekshika mokshaha, relative freedom. He remains bound in this world, in the world of mortals. In heaven, he becomes relatively free. Why? Because in this ritual, performance of ritual, any ritual, however great the ritual is, including Nachiketa Agnihi, or practice of any upasanam, will not really remove ignorance. Ajnana Nivrittihi will not happen at all. Ajnanam will continue to be there even if a person practices meditation. Meditation cannot, will not remove ignorance. Ritual, paramahansa ritual will not, cannot remove ignorance. Therefore, in spite of being the performer of ritual, in spite of being the practitioner of meditation, still a person will continue to be ajnani. So he'll enjoy the benefit, he'll go to heaven, but he'll be ajnani. Therefore, there's no atyanta mokshaha is not possible, but apekshika mokshaha, absolute freedom is not possible. Relative freedom is possible. Relative freedom, relative immortality alone is meant by the term janma mrityu tarati. Atyantam shantim eti, etc. Okay. So, we'll see later on. Okay. They took some time. It was clear. The mantras are not like Mundakopanishad mantras. We have to supply our things in between. So, I had to mention also, it takes time. So, we'll see you next class. Any doubts? Any questions?
Yes,
Mangama.
No, Sachindu, you go ahead.
Nichai and Mom, Swamiji.
Yeah. See, Shantim Atyantam Eti. There, Ma Nichaya. See, Viditva Nichaya. The two words are there. The word Viditva means having known. It also means having meditated upon. Okay? Nichaya also means Nichaya. You will see, if you take the word ni is the prefix. Okay? Nichaya. We take Nichaya. If we take Nichayati is a verb. Nichayati is a verb. Like Chayati, Nichayati is a verb. Nichayati means closely observes, closely perceives. So Nichaya, mom, Nichaya. The mom atyantam shantimeti. So here, he attains absolute peace. The mom implies here, he includes himself as a devata. Nichaya, having closely observed, having closely perceived, means what? Having focused one's attention, have meditated upon. So viditva also means have meditated upon. So both words imply the same. So we have to take the meaning in such a way. Having understood viditva, having understood the deva, Virat Devata, what Virat Devata means, who Virat Devata is, how Virat Devata is there in him of the whole, but still how Virat Devata as source is resides in the mind, etc. Having understood Virat Devata, and a person who meditates upon this, having meditated upon this Virat Devata, a person attains peace. Yes.
Swami, like Mata, what is the root for Pita and what is the derivation from?
Pati iti Pita.
Pati. Okay.
Pa is the Dhatu. See, Ma and Pa are two roots. Ma and Pa are two second conjugation roots. Mati iti Mata. Pati iti Pita. Very beautiful. See, for Patihi also same root. Whether we like it or not, patihi also, the root is the same. Pati iti patihi, pati iti pita, mati iti mata. You know, pati means protects. So, the one who protects before marriage is pita. One who protects after marriage is patihi, supposed to be. Okay? The patihi, that's why he said. Bhagavan also called patihi, jagat patihi. Jagat Pati iti Jagat Patihi Jagat Pita. We say Bhagavan is Jagat Patihi means the Lord. Bhagavan is Jagat Patihi. Bhagavan is Jagat Pa, Jagat Pita also. Protector of the world. So protector. Pati iti Pita. But father protects means, father's protection is different. Mother's protection is very different. Mother alone is through thick and thin. Mother knows. Two important people, isn't it? That's why Pujya Swami is very strict about the children being sent to this kindergarten classes. He said mothers should not, until the child becomes 6 year old, the child should not be separate from mother. He was dead against this children being sent to his play schools now. But nowadays you have no choice. You have to send them. How to kill? The mother has to be with the child, foot to foot. That's why the mother can't be working at that time. Life is different. I'm not saying right or wrong. But we are paying for that. We are paying. Very important. That's why mother and father also must be mentally healthy. If they are sick, the sick mother, sick father, cannot really contribute for child's good health, healthy mind. That is why the best thing, how can I keep a healthy, better be worshipper. That's why involve yourself in praying and worshipping so that you'll be mentally sane, at least somewhat. All two second conjugation roots are very powerful roots. Mati, Pati, I had to tell more than this actually. Mati iti mata, Pati iti pita. Okay, any question?
Swamiji, sorry, just going back to mom.
Yeah.
Right, so it is, I notice it's right. So Brahma, Jagnyam, Devam, Idyam, and mom, is that all to do with Virat? So mom, yes, is Virat?
Yes. See, because mom, here when you say, mom implies me. So Virat Ishwar is already his. Virat Ishwar, all the words in the objective case are Idyaha Idyam, Brahma Jagnyaha Brahma Jagnyam, Devaha Devam. They were mom. Mom, Virat, Brahma Jagnyam, Idyam. So here, even the Kala Purusha identify himself as Virat Purusha. See, when do you understand time? Let me tell you. Do you know time there's no time in dream, you know that? The dream time. But dream time is not known in waking state, isn't it? So time also enjoys existence only in the waking state. So time is associated with the Virat only. Mom, is it clear? Kala rupena api sthitam mam Virat Purusham. Virat Devam. Brahma Jagnyam Virat Devam. Nichaya.
And just one other question. You know, when we say Shastra Trikarma Krit, then we said Shastra Adhyayanam, right? So would that be karma kaya?
Pardon?
You know, when we say Trikarma Krit, right? And then we said the second one, right?
Trikarma Krit means first karma, Devaya, see, Pujana Karma. Pujanam is the karma. Worshipping is the karma. Worship is the karma. Second, Adhyayanam is the karma. Shastra Adhyayanam. Shastra Adhyayanam, learning, studying Shastra itself is an action. That is a job. The effort is a must. There's no choice here. There's no option here. Should I do this or not? No. No, Chari, you have to. Should I worship or not? No option. You must. It's a compulsory. Okay. The third karma is, of course, whatever is possible, whenever is possible, in keeping with the need of the hour, you must be spontaneously a person of sharing in situations. Giving. This is dana karma.
The adhyayanam, Swamiji, would that be karma upasana adhyayanam?
No. Adhyayanam there, simply learning the values and then the studying the shastra in a sense, the even learning how to live your life also, that you learn the shastram also. So that's why they teach here, the student learns what is being said in the shastram. He sees the teacher as the mobile shastram. And he learns the same thing in the Shastram also. What Shastram says and how the teacher lives, you know, tallies. So that he learns in both ways. Understand? Yeah. You know, dharma jnanam. See, Shastra dharma is dharma jnanam. First, he learns, understands dharma. See, performance of rituals, significance of worship, efficacy of prayer, and all important panchamaha yajnas, all the dharma jnanam. నాట్ ఆత్మ జ్ఞానం, ధర్మ జ్ఞానం. ధర్మ శాస్త్రాధీనం ఇంప్లైస్ ధర్మ జ్ఞానం. ఎనివే, ఐ నాట్ ఎట్ ఐ హావ్ నాట్ ఎట్ డన్ భాష్యం, విల్ బి డూయింగ్ సీయింగ్ అగైన్ ఎలాబరేట్ ఇన్ భాష్యం క్లాస్ ఆల్సో. ఆఫ్టర్ దిస్ విల్ బి డూయింగ్ ఇమీడియట్ సైమల్టేనియస్లీ ఐ బి డూయింగ్ భాష్యం బిఫోర్ ఐ గో టు నెక్స్ట్ లెసన్. That's why that is how you can become thorough with it. Once I finish first anuvaka, I'll go back to the same anuvaka with the bhashyam will be doing, so that you become thorough. Om purnamadah purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnameva avasishyate. Om shanti 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 hari om tat sat shri gurubhyo namaha hari om.